I'm Dan Schwartzman with the NBC Sports Audio Update. The first round of the PGA Championship at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma is in the books, with Rory McIlroy atop the leaderboard at 5-under after shooting a 65 in the first round. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods struggles in his round, shooting a 4-over par 74, including 7 bogeys. Other notables include Justin Thomas at 3-under, Scottie Scheffler at 1-over, Hideki Matsuyama, Jordan Spieth, and Colin Morikawa all at 2-over, with Jon Rahm and Dustin Johnson finishing the day at 3-over. The Boston Celtics dominate the Miami Heat in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals 127-102 as Boston evens up the best-of-seven series at a game apiece. Jason Tatum leading the Celtics with 27 points, while both Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart both contributed 24 points each. Jimmy Butler leading all scorers with 29 points while also pulling down 6 rebounds for Miami. Game 3 will be Saturday in Boston. 2 second-round series continue in the NHL as the Tampa Bay Lightning take a 2-games-to-none series lead in the East over the Florida Panthers with a road 2-1 win, while in the West, the St. Louis Blues have evened up their series with the Colorado Avalanche at 1 game apiece with a 4-1 win in Denver. The reigning Biletnikoff winner is the nation's most outstanding wide receiver. Jordan Addison has decided to transfer to USC after earning first-team All-American honors while at Pitt. After putting up 100 catches for 1,593 yards and 17 touchdowns, Addison entered the transfer portal, leading to charges of tampering levied by Pitt coach Pat Narduzzi toward USC's Lincoln Riley. Bad news for New York Mets ace Max Scherzer, as an MRI today confirmed an oblique strain that will keep Scherzer out 6 to 8 weeks. The 37-year-old took himself out of last night's win in the 6th inning with side discomfort. Light schedule of Major League Baseball with just 1 game featuring both teams with 500 or better records as the New York Mets get past the St. Louis Cardinals 7-6 in 10 innings. Barcelona will be playing friendlies in the United States this summer as the La Liga Giants will face Inter Miami CF down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on July 19th and the New York Red Bulls on July 30th at Red Bull Arena. Barca is also still hoping to face both Real Madrid and Juventus this summer in the States, with negotiations still ongoing. Reports say that Manchester City has set a price of 55 million euros for forward Gabriel Jesus, with Arsenal considered the favorites to land the 25-year-old. The Gunners, though, believe the price should be less, as Jesus is entering the final year of his contract. Get an edge on the sports books. Log on to NBCSportsEdge.com, your home for the latest news and analysis to help make you a more informed better. Log on to NBCSportsEdge.com. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.